Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Rob. You're on QR Calgary and More Than Money. What is a boomerang retirement? Let's start there.
Oh, I always think about it with boomerang. It's not a throwing Aussie implement, right? That's, yeah. That's the first thing that comes to mind.
Yeah.
We're not throwing boomerangs around. So what is that? What is that?
So boomerang retirement to me is, if you think about that boomerang itself, you start in a destination, you throw that thing, and it comes right back to the same spot. Okay. Now, that could be positive or negative, right? That could be positive or negative. And you had an interesting conversation about a boomerang retirement experience, which was interesting in this respect. When we were talking about it, this was a family, a person that got laid off effectively from their job. And they said, well, the layoff is going to be retirement.
Okay. It became retirement.
Well, they just called it retirement, right? But they hadn't done the retirement planning.
Right.
And what turned out was that when the retirement planning work was done, okay, we had to toss that boomerang because it did require a little bit more work in order to pull off their vision of retirement.
Right.
But the good news part of this story, at least when I was listening to you tell the story, was that they incorporated some aspects of what they wanted in retirement. So it was contract work. It wasn't permanent work. It was overseas work. It involved travel to some of the destinations they wanted, right? So it was really this notion of returning back to the workforce, which is the boomerang in this story, right? Was necessary in this case, but it morphed itself into an experience that they wanted to have that was different than what it was from, you know, before they left the workforce, right?
Yeah. I think it took them time to get there, right? Through this conversation.
Yeah. I mean, this is your story to tell.
And it was more of a next chapter, right? This is the conversation I had with them. And they said, you know what? You're right, Rob. If we're going to go to a place that we've never been before, they can access travel, let's call it from the Middle East, they can access Southeast Asia, all these places, probably cheaper, probably something they never thought about.
Right.
Right. But this is the contract that he was trying to get after he was forced into retirement.
There you go.
Right?
Right.
So this is the thing. It wasn't incorporated into their plan. They retired to a lifestyle that they wanted, right? But they probably weren't going to sustain for the duration of their retirement.
Right. And that was the issue with this one. So let's just talk about that for a moment, because one of the things, you know, there's unknowns that come up. So clearly they weren't planning on, you know, being laid off. But one of the things that we advocate is to start your retirement planning when there's a light at the end of the tunnel. Okay? Right. And we often say that's 10 years out, right? If it's more than that, you know, some people have a clear picture of what it looks like, but most people don't,
right?
It's too far away. So we get to that 10-year mark, and inside that 10-year mark, and people really start to put some mental power to what is that going to look like for us, you know, after this. And then, and that's when I would suggest, that's when I always suggest people start their planning, because it's a different, it can be a very different outcome if you start the planning the day you're laid off or the day you retired, right? And we have people come into us and say, great, I retired yesterday. Here's my stuff. Can I do it? Well, the math never lies to us, right? And sometimes there's an easy answer and sometimes there's not such an easy answer. But if you're planning in advance, okay, what it does is it creates a pathway from where you are today to where you need to get to. And we understand, listen, things change all the time. So if an unexpected thing like a layoff happens, okay, you incorporate that into the plan and you can quickly make some decisions. And quickly, I don't mean overnight, but you make some decisions about how you can adjust things or modify things or look for different experiences and so on and so forth. So one of the ways that I really strongly suggest that people take control of that retirement experience as they're getting close to it is plan before, right? Because that will allow you to handle kind of the curveballs that get thrown at us too.
Well, the boomerang comes back and hits you in the head. You don't catch it.
If you don't catch it.
If
you're not prepared to catch it, right?
And it also changes though. If you're thinking about the boomerang and you do get the opportunity to do a contract or go back to part-time work and it's part of your retirement, it can be part of your lifestyle of part-time work,
right?
Or a contract that you can lay out the caveats of what that may be,
right?
When you may answer your phone, when not, travel, all of those things, then it becomes a different, it could become a purpose-driven event.
Well, now we're getting somewhere because you know what? I think if you didn't know what the boomerang was, you probably got the analogy, right? And for most people, they probably think about that worst case scenario. Oops, I left the workforce too early or something happened and I had to go back.
Right.
Okay. Never mind that you can modify and do all those things. But we see lots of boomerang cases in this respect is often we think about retirement as not working. And that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
Right? In my opinion, you've got kind of three key legs to the stool of retirement. You've got the what I call the academic engagement. You need something to keep you mentally stimulated.
Right.
Okay. Whether it's what you're doing today as work or you're doing something else, you need to stay academically stimulated or engaged. You need physical, mm-hmm. right? So you're going to have to, in my opinion, for a good quality retirement, incorporate some aspect of remaining in shape and being physical, and whether that's a sport or walking, you know, hiking doesn't really matter. You got to have that. And then that third pillar is social, because human beings are social creatures. And so when you have those three pillars, to whatever degree you want to balance them out in place and reasonably well balanced, then you're going to have a strong foundation for a really powerful retirement. The one piece that I think people forget about and where we talk about the boomerang often is, what is your academic engagement? What are you being mentally stimulated doing in retirement?
Yeah.
Right. And, you know, I think people are very clear. Often they're tired. They've been 20, 30 years in a career. They want to get away from that.
Yeah.
But what are you retiring to, right, from an engagement perspective? And I think that's the positive nature of the boomerang. If you're in that position where you're thinking about, okay, I'm kind of tired and done with the work experience I'm having today.
Yeah.
What is the next experience you want? Right.
You can incorporate. You can, again, yeah, you can travel. I think it's incredibly interesting. I think this is engagement. This is, hey, I'm at a certain age where I probably won't get another opportunity like this. And my partner can join me. That was a big one too.
Well, isn't that cool, right? And again, I'm not saying you have to work, but there's a lot of people that will say after I'm retired. In fact, depending on the generation, the demographic, it's often seen as a failure if you still have to work in retirement. Why are you still working?
Yeah.
Well, I'm still working because I find it interesting what I'm doing, right?
Yes. Yeah.
As you said, you maybe modify your current job. You like certain aspects of what you're currently doing. Maybe you can modify the work just to focus on it, get rid of the stuff you don't want,
right.
Or it's the hours, the amount of time you're putting in. There's all these factors, right? But if it's not work, it can be volunteer. Mm-hmm. Again, I can be academically, mentally stimulated doing that work. I can go back to school. We've got lots of people that go back. You know, I think about my retirement one day. I was never smart enough to be a physicist or be able to figure out how to make a career out of that. But I really like physics and space and so on and so forth. It would be fun just to go study that, right? I know another buddy of mine, archaeology. He just wants to go to Italy and do a dig, right? Just muck right. around and do that kind of stuff. Not that he could ever make a career out of it, but if he had time and he wasn't a commercial exercise for him, that would be really academically and intellectually engaging for him, right? So these are the kinds of things I think that from a boomerang perspective, don't take your eye off the ball. And the ball in this case is the base of the three-legged stool.
But the boomerang of this conversation always comes back to plan for upfront so that you do not have to make the financial decision to have to go back to work.
That's right. That's right. And we're going to talk about that very process.
You got that along with all of the buckets inclusive. At our next one here in Calgary seminar, will be on Tuesday, October 29, 7 p.m. in person at the Hamptons Golf and Country Club. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com or connect with us on Facebook to register.
You know, Rob, we do this More Than Money as a way to help educate people about all of the topics around retirement. That's why we call it More Than Money, right? It's not just about money. It's about all of those different elements. And if you're ever interested in the topics, ones we've covered today or past topics, you can always go to morethanmoneyradio.com. And we've got a full archive of all of these topics that we think makes a very fulsome and properly engaged and planned for retirement. Thanks for joining us on behalf of Rob, myself. Thanks for joining us for another edition of More Than Money on QR Calgary.
David Popowich and Faisal Karmali are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Wood, Gundy & Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Karmali do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets, Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Wood, Gundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Private Wealth consists of services provided by CIBC and certain of its subsidiaries, including CIBC Wood, Gundy, a division of CIBC World Markets, Inc.